Hello.
Hello, my name is Randy, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I please speak with the person who requested the call?
Yes, this is him.
All right, sir. Well, I do need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. And how can we help you today?
I was wanting to file an unemployment claim, and I also wanted to report wage theft about my employer.
Okay, well, we can file your claim here, of course, but anything else you would have to do through the website or the inquiry line number that, of course, I'll be giving you along the way too, okay? So let's see if my computer will catch up with us here when we get started here. All right, now then, there we go. Can I get your Social Security number?
113-82-8903.
There we go now. And let me see here. And you want to start a claim today, don't you?
Well, yes, I figured I'd give it a try because when I asked my employer why I was terminated, they just told me it was due to decisions that I've made. So I don't fully understand why I was let go.
I got you. Okay. Well, we'll sure get you filed here and see what they say about it. And, so let's see here. What? Let's see here. Spell your first name for me, please.
ADAM.
There we go. AD, there we go. And spell your last name.
Robinson.
Okay. And your date of birth?
March 26, 1994.
And you are a U.S. citizen, correct?
I'm sorry.
You said you are a U.S. citizen, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
Sometimes difficulty reading it.
Okay. And what is your preferred language?
English.
English. And do you consider yourself disabled?
Yes, I do, but there's really no proof of that.
Okay.
And I don't know how to get proof.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
No. What's the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade.
Okay. And what is your mother's maiden name?
Robinson.
Okay. And do you have a driver's license?
Yes, I do.
Yes. Is it Alabama?
No, it's Tennessee.
Tennessee. Okay. And what's that number?
117-414-981.
Okay. Now, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alvantage prepaid card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you choose?
Direct deposit.
Okay, and is that going to be in your checking or savings?
Checkings.
Checking, all right. And what is your routing number?
trying to get that information right now.
Okay.
Let me see here. Direct deposit. Let me see. My routing number is 091-302-966.
All right, and your bank account number?
304-172-349-710.
Okay. Yes. All right, sir. And your address?
10738 Bennett Road North.
10738. And what's the road?
Bennett Road North.
Spell that.
B-E-N-N-E-T-T.
Oh, okay. And that's a road?
Uh-huh, Road North.
North. Now, when you say Bennett, that's B Bravo, right?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. And the city?
Grand Bay, Alabama.
Where'd you go? There we go. Grand Bay is right there. Isn't it? Well, all right. And that's Alabama, right?
Yes.
And the zip code?
36541.
Okay. And your residence and mailing address are the same, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And had your address changed in the last year?
Yes, when I relocated to Alabama from Tennessee.
Oh. Okay. And what is the telephone number you want to give us to have on file here?
615-546-7148.
All right. And now it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1299 Hopewell Road, 2405 Paul West Bryant Drive, 4524 County Road 42, 829 Fairbrook Drive, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. According to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you? 5'4", 5'7", 6'2", 6'6", or my height is not reported as any of these?
5'7", I believe.
Okay. And which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1992 Saab 9000, 1994 BMW 3 Series, 1995 Isuzu Rodeo, 2001 Dodge Dakota, or none of the above?
2001 Dodge Dakota.
Okay. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
I did receive unemployment in Tennessee, but I can't remember if it was in the last 12 months. I believe it was sometime in 2021.
Okay. And did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal in the last 12 months?
Well, I'm located in Alabama, but they had me working in Florida. I don't know how to answer that.
Okay. You work from home?
About 50-50, work from home and work in the field.
Okay. And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
No. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
No. And what was the last day you worked?
October 20th, 2022.
Okay, October 20, 2022?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Yes. And do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
No. Now, are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
No. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, I am.
All right. And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
No. And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
No. And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I don't know, 20.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
What is the minimum wage for Alabama?
I think it's $9.75 maybe.
Okay, I guess I can accept that.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
No. And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
No. Okay. Now, what was your job title or job description of where you were working?
Area manager, region 3.
There we go. So let me see. So it would be plan, direct, and coordinate the operation of companies or public and private sector organizations. Duties and responsibilities include formulating policies, managing daily operations, planning the use of materials and human resources, but are too diverse in general nature to be classified in any one functional area of management or admin, such as personnel, purchasing, administrative services, correct?
Some of that sounds like my job description.
Okay. All right. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, I am.
Okay. There we go. And who were you working for when you were let go? What was the name of the company?
Diversified Maintenance Systems, LLC.
Diversified. Maintenance, you said? Diversified Maintenance?
Yes, Diversified Maintenance Systems, LLC.
Systems. LLC. There we go. Let's see what that'll do. Hey, well, we got to do this. All right. And what is their address, sir?
Let me see. Their address is 5110 Sun Forest Drive.
Sun Forest?
Uh-huh, Drive.
And that's one word or two?
One.
One, okay. And you said that's a drive?
Yes, Suite 250.
Suite 250?
Yes,
okay.
Tampa, Florida.
Tampa. Zip code?
33634.
Florida. There it is. All right. There it is. And what is their phone number?
Let me see. There's a 1-800 number, or I have the HR Human Resource Business Partners phone number as well.
Give me the HR number.
Let's see. (205) 864-7990 That's the HR Business Partners company cell phone number.
Okay. All right. And when did you start working with them? What was the date you started?
October 31st, 2021.
2021, okay. And the last day was what?
October 20th, 2022.
Ah, 20th, that's right. Okay. And what city were you working from?
Pensacola, Florida.
In Alabama.
Oh, Grand Bay, where I live.
Oh, so it was Grand Bay. Okay.
I had like a home office, but my job sites were in Pensacola.
Okay. I got you. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
They gave me vacation pay.
Okay.
Which was $475, and they docked my paycheck $1,557.
Okay, so you've already received that, though, right?
That's yes, the $475.
Okay.
I believe it was $475.00.
And what was the reason they told you that they were letting you laying you off?
They just said due to decisions that I've made and something about a violation of company policy.
Okay, I got you.
Which I'm not sure what violation I committed.
I got you. All right. Okay, and that would be, yes. There we go. And what was the name and person of the, what was the title of the name and title of the person that actually discharged you?
Victor Cordero. He is the regional vice president for Region 3.
Okay.
But they transferred him to a new area once I reported fraudulent activity that he had the managers doing.
Right. Well, it doesn't matter where he's at. They know where he's at. They just want to know who the person was that, you know, actually told you. And what was the date of the discharge? When did he tell you that?
On October 20th, in person.
Oh, okay. And what was the final incident that caused your discharge?
My rental vehicle was stolen from me.
Mm-hmm.
But the corporate op, they said that I didn't get permission to get a rental vehicle to go on a business trip that Victor asked me to go on. But I have an email that tells me to go ahead and contact travel services to book the rental car myself. Mm-hmm. So that's what I ended up doing. I booked the rental car myself because I wasn't able to reach Victor.
Gotcha.
To ask him for the rental car. And they said that I violated company policy, I assume, by not asking Victor. I don't know. They haven't made anything clear to me. But I do have copies of certain emails, including the one where I was told to book the car myself.
All right. Well, so did you commit the act your employer alleges? I mean, technically it would be, yeah, right, since you did rent the car.
Yes, I did, because I was told to.
Right. All righty. And was there any prior warning for the same or similar act?
No, I hadn't been written up or any kind of discipline other than being terminated. I do know previously, months before this happened, I did report other employees cussing at me, yelling at me. I recorded a video of that, and HR didn't seem to do anything about that or handle that situation at all. I also had employees cuss me out on the job and texting inappropriate things about me that I reported to HR, and nothing was done about it. I just worry that I was terminated in retaliation of some sort.
Okay.
I know that when my boss resigned on September 20th, the district manager, when she resigned, I noticed that Victor Cordero started to come after me more often and criticize me and threaten to fire me for performance issues, issues with the accounts out in the field. I noticed he started targeting me more and emailing me and copying human resources to the emails.
Sure.
Just anything to make me look bad.
I got you. All right. And to get that in there, too.
I also fear that I was terminated in retaliation for reporting fraud that Victor tried to get us to do as managers. I have those emails as well.
Okay. Get all that in there.
But I was cussed out on that job, spoken to very inappropriately, and HR treated me as if they did not believe a word I was telling them.
Okay. Okay. Well, get on in there.
I also received a threatening letter from their attorney telling me not to communicate with the company clients to report any fraud to them because Victor directed area managers to steal time from the customers and employees. Their attorney, Meredith, she told me that she would file a case in court against me if I reach out to their clients to report the time stealing and fraud that Victor, the regional vice president, made us do in the company.
Okay. Get that in there, too.
He would tell us to pretty much any hours that employees did not work per contract, he would tell us area managers to key in the hours into our manager salaried time cards so that he can still bill Home Depot for full service work, even though we did not fulfill the full services.
Oh, okay. All right. And there we go. All right, let's move over here. All right, and
I fear that I was terminated for that as well, for reporting fraud.
Yes, sir. Okay, now, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And if you would, get a pen and a paper, because I'm going to be giving you a couple of phone numbers, a couple of web addresses here that you'll need.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Now, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at, and here's where you log in for the Career Center, alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Yeah.
All right, and that's where you go update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and effectively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims calendar use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday, and you must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in the loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is, and that will be www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you file by the telephone number you should call each week is, that'll be 800-752-7389. All right, your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. So you won't make a claim for your check until at least the 18th, which is next Sunday, okay?
Okay.
All right, and an information booklet will be mailed out to you. And this booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. So please read the information carefully, and failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you just have any questions about the information, please call 800-361-4524.
Okay,
and your employer will be contacted regarding your separation, so we may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings, and if so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made, and we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for us?
Is there anything that I can add, or is it too late to add information?
Yeah, I mean, it's already been gone now.
Okay, that's fine.
But, you know, you want to add anything, you can always go to that Alabama, that www.labor.alabama.gov. That is a kind of like an inquiry line as well. And, you know, you don't just file for your weekly benefits there. You can, that's a pretty much an in general website where you can do a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? So you'd be able to add things.
Well, I was just going to add the lack of training. I wasn't trained on how to clean buildings, but I was expected to know how to clean them per the scope of work. I was just going to add things like that. Not that I was barely trained on the job as well.
I got you. Yeah, well, if you want to do something like that, you can do that through the website if you'd like. But if not, then, you know, just, you know. But if anything you want to do, you can go to the website and do it, okay?
Okay.
All right, sir. Well, I do want to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, and you have a nice day today, sir.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye now.
Bye.